Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It may be a while before cannabis cafes and other social marijuana consumption sites can open in this state. The State Cannabis Control Commission has decided to wait at least a year on creating regulations for those businesses and on home delivery of recreational pot. But in exchange for the delay, some pot-related businesses from communities that have been targeted in the past by the war on drugs will have a leg up on obtaining those licenses when and if they become available. More from WBUR's Steve Brown.
The commission had proposed last year to allow marijuana users to go to a licensed business, much like a bar or lounge, to consume cannabis in a social setting. The proposal was hailed by marijuana advocates as a forward-thinking way of allowing people to legally use in settings other than a private home. But during a public comment period, the commission heard from lawmakers, Governor Baker, and Attorney General Mara Healey that they should go slow in rolling out the new legal industry. Commission Chair Steve Hoffman says they decided to hold off on the licenses, as well as licenses for home delivery, until this fall.
We put a very specific timeline, starting with, let's explicitly lay out the issues that we need more information about. Let's put together a plan to address those issues. We'll reconvene in October to discuss it again, and we'll set a deadline to try to come up with draft regulations in February.
Hoffman acknowledges there's no guarantee the commission will approve social consumption and home delivery licenses when they revisit the issue. Those license types are seen as crucial by cannabis advocates to providing opportunities to smaller businesses that might otherwise be shut out of the emerging market, especially minority-owned businesses and so-called equity businesses in communities disproportionately affected by the war on drugs. Before accepting the delay, Commissioner Shalene Tidal proposed a compromise.
When we revisit those licenses, we'll provide exclusivity so that the people who will, once this is finalized, be able to receive these licenses are, for social consumption, it would be the equity applicants who are people who are from communities disproportionately harmed or who have drug convictions, as well as certain types of farmers.
Exclusivity for home delivery will also be given to equity businesses, co-ops, and microbusinesses, eventually licensed by the commission. While disappointed by the delay, marijuana advocates like Michael LaTulip are satisfied with the compromise.
We do want social consumption. We wanted it to help the people that were the most disproportionately impacted by the drug war. So I'm hopeful that what comes out in October, January, after the working groups and everybody meets, will be, if not similar, very much like what we already had on the table, maybe with some additions, some better additions to it.
A spokesman for Governor Baker says the administration is pleased that the commission has decided to primarily focus on establishing safe and responsible regulated retail sales as Massachusetts continues to implement this law. The commission will continue reviewing its policies governing regulations later today and finalize the language of those regulations next week. They'll begin accepting applications for marijuana businesses in April, with the first retail stores expected to open on July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.